Good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Booneville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz and is located 2.5 miles southwest of Booneville on Jackson Hill. If you do not hear somebody pick up the net after a couple minutes after 9 o'clock and you feel like doing it yourself, feel free to pick it up. If you'd like to pick up a regular night to do the net, please feel free to get a hold of somebody here in the club and we can definitely set you up for that. Alright, this is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2WI.
KA2ZLZ.
KA2VLA.
KC2NBU.
Okay, there's four. We'll start with the top there with KC2WI. Pete, good evening. What's up?
KC2WI. Well, got out this afternoon, as usual, probably an hour later than I should have. I was waiting for it to warm up and doing things. Went up and grabbed my final cord of wood from, I guess, West Martinsburg, where the guy is now. And it was really nice in the sun, stacking it in the trailer. But I probably could have gone up there about an earlier hour or maybe two earlier, because by the time I got back down here, I think it was three, I don't know, I went inside for a few minutes, well, it should have been a few minutes, and ended up, you know, getting distracted for half an hour. And boy, you know, there wasn't hardly any sun left when I went out. It didn't really, I don't think it really got cloudy, it's just it's so low that by 4 o'clock, it was pretty much down and, you know, behind the trees. So I did a little bit of unloading anyway, and I'll do some more tomorrow. I got to figure out where to put the rest of it. It's not all going to fit in the rack. I guess reluctantly I'll probably pile it on top of the old stuff on the other, in another place. And I got to thinking here, all the time I'm sitting in front of the computer screen here where the radios is, and usually where I and fall in the same spot. I'm usually, instead of watching the TV like a lot of people do, I'm looking at the computer, and there's only so many new posts on the snowmobile, you know, ilsnow.com or trailconditions.com to read, and a lot of them are garbage anyway, especially on trail conditions, and, or maybe sometimes I look at the geocaching forums or eham.net, and there's only so many new articles or posts or whatever. So I thought maybe if I want to kind of read stuff and look at stuff, maybe I ought to do the computer equivalent of watching the, you know, the Learning Channel or Discovery or something like that. And so anyway, that led me to a process of looking for stuff. And I'm now investigating this Lumosity.com, which apparently, according to certain articles, say, well, there's no proof that it works. But there's another blog I'm reading that the person said they tried it. They tried it and took some standard tests before and after and then scored left it, or I don't know. But I'm kind of more inclined to read stuff I used to know, like electronics and physics and useful things, rather than stupid games on Lumosity. But anyway, it's interesting, but I think it's a good idea to do that instead of veg out in front of the TV or you know, look at the same stupid websites that don't really have any new content. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, good luck with that. Glad you got your last cord of wood then. Looks like we're going to start getting some cooler weather. REM getting some, so at least you got that in time. This time of year starts to get tricky. Okay, well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening, what's up?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff, Pete, and Clint, and whoever else is listening, that might not have heard. Not a bad day down here today. It was a little on the chilly side, but very clear. Almost no wind, which is a plus. We got up to about 38, and we had a low overnight of 19. And right now we're at 28.8, just about 29 degrees. So that's about it. We have errands to do and appointments to keep and so on and so forth today. So we were busy all day long, the wife and I. 7-3's all around. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening. And we'll catch up with you later. K2VOA. Clint, good evening. What's up?
K2AIT. Good evening, Jeff. This is K2VOA. Where the temperature, I think, is down to 12. Going to be a cool night, I think. Well, we didn't do much today, except for the senior bowling. From noon to 3 o'clock. We had fun bowling. Best score I got was 148. When we used to keep an average of 180. Can't keep it up any further. Haven't been in hunting. I don't know. I think it's going to be a poor year as far as I'm concerned. Getting old. So I would say 73 is KA2VOA is clear.
Okay, Clint. Well, I'm going to head up there this weekend, I hope anyway. Looks like we're up for some cold weather up there. And, maybe that'll stir some stuff up. I guess we'll have to wait and see. But, alright. Well, better luck on next week on the bowling, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening, what's up?
I'm down to 22 degrees up on the hill here, and just getting my bank deposit ready for tomorrow, and getting my auction sheets ready for Rochester, and getting everything all set to go. We got, everybody's doing snow tires now, so it's been busy.
Oh yeah, I bet. That'll keep you going right there. It's getting that time. Looks like we might get some snow here this weekend. I don't know how much, but they keep kind of changing their mind on it a little bit, saying some heavier, then it says lighter, so we'll just have to wait and see. But alright, thanks Ray. Well, good luck with the auctions, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
Okay. KB2KOJ, hi,
Jeff. KB2KOJ, Mark, good evening, what's going on?
Well, not too awful much. I just got through making spaghetti sauce today to cook the meat and get that spaghetti sauce ready for tomorrow, so I can have spaghetti here. And I have 28.6 degrees here. We had a low of 11.5 or something like that here. And I got up to 36.5 here, so it was a chilly day, but the sun made it feel real nice there. I have a couple of windows here in my living room that face the west here, so got a lot of sunlight in here. So other than that, not much going on. I'll just say good evening to everybody on the net here, and I'll turn it back to you, Jeff, KB2KOJ.
Okay, Mark. Well, thanks for checking in, and good luck with the sauce. It's always good to do it the day before and let it slow simmer there on the stove. That's what I do, too. It seems to taste a lot better that way when you let it cook slow for a while. But all right, thanks for checking in, and maybe we'll catch up with you later there on Octet. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Well, as for myself, I had to work today and got to work tonight. And, no, a lot more work to do tomorrow. It never ends, but it's a good thing. I'm not complaining. There's a lot of people that would like to have the same amount of work, I'm sure. Anyway, this is KD2AIT, next control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Anybody know why the phone systems were down most of the day? Verizon was out, AT&T was out, track phones were out, and Frontier landlines would only work local, couldn't even call Remsen.
I had the same problem. I haven't heard anything about, you know, what happened. I don't see anything on the news here about it. Yeah, we had the same problem. We couldn't call. The only thing I could call were certain people was from cell phone to cell phone, but I couldn't call. I was trying to call somebody up at Kraft today, and I couldn't get through, no matter what I tried. And the only way I got a hold of her was through the cell phone. So, I mean, directly. And I tried cell phone to landline, and then I had a neighbor call me right down the street asking me if I was having any problems with the phone, and I was. And I was able to call some people right here in the village, but I couldn't get out of the village for a long time. I don't know if anybody else had the same experience.
Now, even the cell phone carriers the transmitters were down. We had no service. I normally have four bars up on the hill here. Had no service, Darren's phone is Verizon, and he had no service all afternoon also. Makes me think somebody must have dug through a trunk line or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see. I just did a quick browse here on the Google News to see if I could find anything. I don't see anything reported on it, so you may never know. I don't know. I was able to get through on my cell phone, though, so I didn't have that same problem. I had Verizon. I was able to get through here. I was able to call from inside the house. I'm assuming it was the tower right here in Booneville, but I don't know. All right, does anybody else have any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
N2WBX.
N2WBX, Dennis, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff. I was just wondering, does anybody know why the Remsen State Police Barracks flags were at half-staff today?
I do not know. Does anybody else know?
Could be in memory of the president 50 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that is today. Right, yeah, that's today, I believe. That's probably your answer there, Dennis.
Okay, are we talking about Kennedy?
Roger. I think that's the 50th anniversary.
Negative. Kennedy was assassinated on the 22nd. I believe today is the 20.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Then, I have no idea.
Okay, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah, no problem. They must be remembering somebody then. I always thought it was the 20th, but you're right. It's the 22nd. Okay. Thanks, Dennis. Thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening. Are there any other comments, queries, late check-ins? KD2EIT. And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet, return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank everyone for checking in tonight, and say 73 to those listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear. N2WBX is KD2AIT. You still out there, Dennis?
Sure I am, Jeff. N2WBX, go.
Just did a quick search online there, and it says President Barack Obama ordered the U.S. flags to be flown at half staff to honor the victims of the Boston Marathon bombings and governors, and the governors of New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey followed suit. The president ordered the flags on all federal buildings and grounds, military, naval facilities, foreign missions, and more to stay at half staff until sunset April 20th, 2013. So I'm assuming that's what that's about.
Okay, yeah, I guess that that does sound like that's probably what it is, but it doesn't seem like it's been a year already.
No, now I'm reading this, that's wrong. Jeez, no, that's April. I'm sorry, I jumped on that too quick. I told it to limit it to this past week here on Google. I guess it didn't listen to me. So everything I've searched here, you know, there's a lot of websites out there that are just dedicated to half-staff notifications, and I don't see anything here for the 20th. So it must be something pretty local.
Yeah, it's probably something local that Cuomo decided. Maybe one of our local GIs bought it or something.
Roger. Well, I tried. Sorry about that. All right, we'll catch up with you later. You have a good evening. And TWBX is KD2AIT.
I appreciate it, Jeff. You take care. 7-3. And 2WBX, I'm clear.
And 2WBX, you still there? It's KD2AIT.
KD2AIT and 2WBX, go.
That's KD2AIT. Alright, I found out the reason. There was a trooper who died today up in Olean. Doesn't say, okay, he was we're doing some sort of rescue or something here. I'm not sure if it was a rescue or they were doing exercise, but anyway, he fell into a gorge, I guess, and fell off a ledge like 30 feet and had a head injury and died. So that's what it's all about.
Appreciate that, Jeff. Thanks a lot. I was just wondering. I had passed the Remsen Barracks on the way down to Utica this afternoon, and I noticed that the flags were at half staff, and I just didn't know what it was about. So I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
No problem. All right. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, clear.
F2WBX, clear.
Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. K-8 is in. That's